Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The table was set. The guests were invited. And the Saints failed to take advantage of an opportunity. They played terribly. The defense was kicking ass. But I'll tell you what happens. This is a team sport. And when the defense is busting their buns and when the offense shuts down, that affects the defense. It discourages the defense. Subconsciously, whatever. You can't tell me it doesn't. It affects the defense. Also, the Saints' failure on offense did nothing but encourage the Falcons' offense. They weren't that great yesterday. The Falcons didn't have like a bunch of big plays. The Falcons were not that great. And then you look at the Bucs losing again. You know, if the Saints had won a few games that were close earlier this season, and if they would have won yesterday, the Saints might actually be in a position to win the division. I mean, you realize how close we are to actually maybe winning the division? We're not that far off. And so it's just, it's discouraging. And, you know, when Blake Groupe, when he misses a field goal, it is discouraging. The Saints had it first and goal, one time from the 5-yard line, one time maybe from the 1, but they had first and goal 2 times. And they ended up with 3 points out of the 2 times. That's, you know, the fans don't deserve that. I know this is a rebuilding year, but the fans don't deserve that. And I'll tell you, you know, I don't think fans are going to stand by for long and just sit there and watch this happen. I mean, rebuild. It's going to take a couple of years. But we need to see progress. And for the first time, I'm wondering if Kellen Moore is the right coach. I don't know. I'm not convinced at this point. I'm not convinced he's not. I'm not convinced he is. But the team was not psyched. The offense came out and they were limp. A home game after a big win on the road, and you come back to the dome and you're embarrassed in front of your hometown crowd. Tell me how that is acceptable for Saints fans who spend a lot of money going to games on concessions. They're throwing money in the coffers of the Saints. And it's sad to me. And I don't know. I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me. But Groupe has not been consistent. And who made the decision? I brought this up in a video that I did right after the game outside the dome. Who made the decision to keep Groupe and to trade Will Lutz? Who made that decision? That was a terrible decision. It was a bad decision, but it was so typical of these kind of bad decisions. It's a bad decision. And I don't see how Groupie can stay on this team. But, you know, I mean, you know how the Saints are. They might know that it's the right thing to do, but they might hang on to him. They might just keep him. They might just keep everything the way it is. And, you know, some coaches get 1 year. Not with the Saints. It'll probably be, you know, years. If Kellen Moore is not the right coach, it might take years to make a change. It shouldn't. If they really care about the fans, they would assess this and figure it out. Now, you know, you and I don't have the information that they had when they made that decision. Kellen Moore was a great offensive coordinator. But there are signs that somebody is going to be a good coach, a good head coach, or not a good head coach. And I've talked to you about the Peter Principle. It is a principle that was developed by a Dr. Lawrence Principle years ago, maybe the 70s. And the theory is that people almost inevitably tend to reach a point of being incompetent. You're very good at this level, so you get promoted. You're very good at that level, you get promoted. And this is particularly problematic within a bureaucracy structure. And then with longevity, you get promoted to another position. At some point, you reach the point of incompetence. You reach the point where you're no longer able to take on that the new assignment, the new duties of the new position that you have been promoted to. Look, Dennis Allen, not head coach material, a good defensive coordinator. I am hoping and praying that Kellen Moore is a good head coach because we got him. But I wonder how much was looked into in terms of Kellen Moore really being a head coach. I'm not giving up on Kellen Moore, but I am starting to wonder if he is head coach material, because that was a golden opportunity the Saints had to come out there and to just reestablish dome field advantage, reestablish this dominance in the dome. And no team in the league is afraid to come into New Orleans and play football in the dome, as loud as we can be. They're not afraid, because the Saints don't do well. Well, I mean, they win a lot of games at home. And then I was also talking last week about the Saints coming off a bye. They don't always do well coming off a bye. You know, you're rested. Kellen Moore said the team, psych, they are ready to go. I didn't see it. I mean, a few good plays. That was it. Tyler Shuck didn't look sharp at all. And that's another problem. You know, I've talked about this too. You do really well 1 week, and then you go, wow, I did that great. Now I'm going to be better this week. If you try too hard to be better than you were last time, you're going to blow it, because you're trying too hard. Now, the offensive line, a major problem. And Tyler Shuck had no time. No time. And that's a problem. Maybe in the second half, with nothing working, maybe it was time to put in Spencer Rattler. Because maybe he would be a better runner in situations where he didn't have time to pass. And again, I'm going to say this again, I don't think the Saints are using Taysom Hill properly. He's too predictable. The other team seems to know what the Saints are going to do with Taysom Hill. Now, he does get some good plays. But overall, I'm just being honest here. I love Alvin Kamara. But I don't think this is Alvin Kamara at his best right now. If you want to join us with a comment, this great thing about talk radio, we can talk about things. And I'm so disappointed that they didn't take an opportunity to be up, to be really fired. I saw it with the defense. I didn't see it with the offense. And when the offense underperforms and the defense is kicking ass, over time, that discourages the defense. And then you've got a total Charlie Foxtrot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.